I don't know what the heck else they mean by a Sabbath, because I've been in churches where they celebrate this so-called Sabbath, and it doesn't look very sabbatical to me. You know what I mean? It's not very... The focus is I see a lot of people talking about the world, their mud flaps, their trucks, their TV shows. They're as worldly as other people. And the sacred, I mean, as long as you're going to lord it over people, we have the sacred day. We're following the commandments of God. Well, you better do it real and according to the law. That's the thing, is they want to excuse themselves from some commandments while accusing others of breaking. And they don't realize that if they're going to be like that, they are a debtor to do the whole law. And that's how God's going to end up judging them. The Sabbaths are no longer, are in the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, yes siree, because the Ten Commandments in Christ are abolished. There are no Ten Commandments anymore. Totally abolished. It doesn't mean that the law is not good, or it's suddenly, when the thing is, in Christ, there's no sin. See, by the law, you can't be made righteous. You can't become righteous by the law. The law, as Paul says, is just a witness to the righteousness which already exists, meaning because of the righteousness of God which is in me, you can look at the law and you look at me and you say, gosh, he fulfills the law. But some things are just nailed to the cross and abolished. Paul specifically mentions Sabbaths, Sabbath days. You can't get around it. And they have ways of getting around it. But that's more... enticing words, vain deceit, philosophies of men, traditions of men, rudiments of the world. Those are shadows of the body. You know, he says, Jesus Christ has become our Sabbath. If I enter into him, I've entered into the rest of God. I'm fulfilling the law of God by walking in Christ. If I walk in Christ at all times, I'm fulfilling every law. You know, those days and those foods and all that stuff is absolutely error. To go back and look at that stuff and try to become righteous by that, you are insulting the cross of Christ. You're looking at a shadow instead of the actual thing. The body of Christ... because in his body dwells all the fullness of God. In his body, you know, by the breaking of his body, is the forgiveness of sins. His body is where everything happens. His body, when it was risen, when it died and was buried, so we are dead and buried. When it rose, so we rise in newness of life. We are his body. His body is where everything is. All the power of God, all the righteousness that we could attain was performed in that body. He is the example and the mechanism by which we attain everything from God. There's no other mechanism. You cannot follow the Sabbath days or eating types of things. You will not be like Christ. You might as well try to put tassels on your garments. Don't wear garments of mixed fibers. You might as well, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, People who don't understand the scriptures, they mock it. They go back to the Old Testament, like, well, let's follow the law. They understand the New Testament law abolishes that. Those are the laws given to Israel. I'm not of Israel. I'm a Gentile. And maybe somewhere back in the, you know, I mean, the people mix over time. And, you know, the Jews were scattered, and many of them were forced to convert and give up their... you know, their Jewish heritage and all that. Others just did. And, you know, there's a lot of Abraham's seed floating around, believe me. But not to take anything away from those who have stayed within the Commonwealth of Israel, because they have a part to play in history as well. But anyways, but principally I'm a Gentile. I don't care, you know, one errant little thing. But I tell you, in God, though, I'm the Israel of Christ. I'm joined together with all the Jews of history who are joined together in Christ. I'm knit together with them. according to the New Testament. Verse 13, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. It's one of those places in the where it's like chapter break is sort of made, but not necessarily intended. Mostly I try to teach these things right in a row, though I break them up for you. I usually try to sit here and go through things until I come to a real logical break. So, again, this beguile, they're going to defraud you of your reward. Actually, defraud you of your reward is a single word in Greek. It's literally against award is what it means. I mean, they're going to take away your reward in a voluntary humility. This literally means delight of humility, humbleness of mind. You know, there are people, you know, it is this, and I see it. Look at, like, I remember I used to watch on good old EWTN, the Catholic station. There they are in their humble habit, the humble friar with the brown robe, and he's actually got a rope for a belt, you know? And, it's got the, you know, just like they did ages ago, you know, but these are standard issue. As I'm sitting here, I look at myself, I was like, I've got my dirty jeans on. You know, some shirt from some car dealership that I've never worked at. Filthy t-shirt under. I can't wait to do video because I'm just going to dress however I'm dressed that day. My standard garments. But not trying to be something I'm not. Or any, just whatever. That's what I am, right? But there's a certain mindset that says, well, like, well, let's do ourselves so we look humble.